You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The NBA Finals are here. We got Golden State versus Boston. Legacies will be defined and there will be iconic moments. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting all new customers in the center of the action for the NBA Finals. New customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. It is that simple. You can also bet on DraftKings Sportsbook with a same game parlay. Take player props, game spreads, game totals, and much more. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FORGOTTENSEASONS. Bet just $5 on any team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code FORGOTTENSEASONS, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Forgotten Seasons. Today, we're going to be rounding out the next 75 with the 2010s. Matt and Stack hopped on with J.R. Swish to help them relive the decade and shine a light on some of the underappreciated players. I hope you guys have enjoyed this project. Like I have been saying, all of these players are the backbone of Forgotten Seasons, so it's been really fun to sort of lump them all together and get voices from their eras to help us just relive their careers and shed some light into their greatness. Be sure to check out the rest of the Showtime Basketball catalog. We got All the Smoke, we got KG Certified, and much more. Head over to the YouTube page to see the full lineup. Let's get into this one now. Next 75 Talk with J.R. Swish begins right now.
Joining us in this conversation is my brother, your brother, the world's brother, one and only J.R. Smith.
Everybody's brother. JR, what's up, bro?
Hey, no, what's happening, bros? What's good with y'all?
Swish!
Man, my kids just got out of school. Are you still in school?
Yeah, I just got out, man. I just got out a couple weeks ago, man. Finished the finals.
How'd it go?
It was rough, man. It was a rough start, but finished up strong. Ended up took a B in one of my classes.
I mean, you set the bar pretty motherfucking high with straight A's, bro. So I guess, I guess a B will be okay, bro.
Yeah, I got four A's and a B, man. So I'm
congratulations.
Cool.
Dope. You played in 5 different NBA finals, bro. When this time of year come around, do you start to, have memories and go down memory lane?
Only when I watch it, bro. Honestly, man, I'm so out of touch with the game right now. So, I almost forgot what time of the year it was. I could have TV on. Seriously, bro, because I'd be on the golf course all day long, man. I live a totally different life than I did when I was playing and stuff. So I got a totally different perspective on it. So when I look at the game now, when I do catch up on it, I see it's the finals. It's like, damn, start seeing highlights. It's crazy because it seems so long ago.
Right, but it's not.
Right.
Yeah, no shit. I'll be 5 years removed this June. Like, that shit went by fast as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
5 years. Yeah.
Crazy, because I be telling people all the time, man, when you're not in it all the time like you used to, and don't revolve around your world no more, figure out other shit to do outside of what you've always done.
Yeah.
Your family, you already got kids.
Man, before we get into the 2010s, you were one of the first volume 3-point shooters. When you came to league, you used to let that motherfucker fly. What do you think about now that you see just so many threes and how effective you would have been in this game? Because this is really your run and gun is really your game. So when I say that to you, what do you think about?
Man, it's crazy because in 04, it wasn't cool to shoot.
Right.
Shooting 2 to 3, maybe. You had to get it when you fit it and throw it down on the low. But now you see dudes. I me, I don't know, man. It's hard because I see, like, I don't want to seem like a hater, but like when I know my talent and I know the talent that I have, and when I see the game change like that as an 18-year-old kid, for me being in that situation, like, man, I could have made $500 million. I could have made $1 billion, yeah. like for real, bro, because like it's changing the wave of the game. And not only that, it's changing the eye of what, you know, being able to wear your clothes and express yourself on the court and the mental health part. Like, so it's all catered around supporting that type of style. So for me, it would have been, I'd have thrived in it.
What were some of your toughest matchups on the wing when you was playing?
Shit, Cold.
Bing.
Got Cold one night. We got T-Mac one night. We got Ray Allen. This is just the West. People just say, oh, you got an off night. You got Cat. What?
Right.
Yeah, right. What you mean? You don't know. I can tell you never really played the game like that. Then you got to go out east. You go AI, Franchise, Catch D-Wade. BD, D-Wade. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Reggie. I call Reggie my rookie year. On Reggie way out, he gave me a cool 37, maybe 40.
He said a cool 37.
Yeah, I was 18 chasing him. It wasn't working out. David said he with a couple of elbows. Word, bro, but shit. You know what was crazy? I played, I think it was Damon Stoudemire had 60 and Nick Van Exel had 37. We won 18 games my rookie year. It was something like that. Or Van had 50 and Dame had 40, something like that. That was crazy. I ain't never seen no schooling like that.
Got thrown in the fire early.
Got Dan Dicker out there trying to chase Damon Stoudemire.
He said Dan Dicker. I ain't heard that. Dan, 20 years.
He was cool as fuck, though. Dan was cool as shit.
Hey, yo, Dan the man was my guy, dog. Yeah, straight up, 19 cool years old. He was schooling me.
Dan was cool as shit. What was your thoughts on the top 75 list, Swish?
To me, it was pretty accurate. I mean, other than like having Dwight on there, I think Dwight should have been up there. I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, granted, if you don't win a championship, and he did win a championship with us at the Lakers, like what he did for the game as a big man, his numbers, his stats, the way he approached the game, like. People can say what they want about Dwight or, you know, crazy, whatever you want to think or whatever the persona is about him on the court with the terms of refs or coaches. But when I tell you approach to the game, bro, he's in the gym every day. Mm-hmm. He eat right. He work on his game. Like, I don't care about what nobody say, because there's a lot of people out there who try to pretend, act like they work on their game and they just be practicing moves. At least he's actually working on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he puts in the effort, bro. And like, his body shows it. His body of work shows it. Like, he just dominant. All those times, what was it? When they had, was it Kobe and those USA teams? He was the center, bro. Like, he was an enforcer. It was like, well, let's not forget about Dwight Howard, bro. Like, that was crazy.
Got a chance to play with prime Dwight in Orlando. He was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and one of the strongest human beings I've ever been around. That motherfucker's so strong, bro.
Man, straight up.
No Kyrie, no Dwight. I can't respect that list without Kyrie.
Yeah, no Kyrie.
Vince Carter.
There's a whole bunch of people, dog.
I think it was Clay. It was sent.
Clay missed. Yep. They didn't get Clay. T-Mac.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of people that. I mean, but it's always going to be like that. Whenever you make a list like that, it's always going to be like. It's like that with
unless
the
players do
game.
It. Unless the players do it, though, Swish.
Players do it. Come on, bro. There's always going to be saying, oh, he ain't like me when I was playing. He snubbed me. It's always going to be like that.
Well, today we're going to go through a list of 2010 players. Damn. We're going to talk about each of them. So let's get to it.
7-time All-Star, 3-time All-NBA, 2011-2012 Rookie of the Year, 2013-14 All-Star MVP, 2011-2012 Rookie Team, 2016 NBA Champ. 3-year peak, 21 points per game, 7 assists per game, 3 rebounds per game. Biggest shot in the 2016 Finals. JR, y'all was on teammates together. Probably the most creative basketball player with the ball, most skilled player I've ever seen, Kyrie Irving.
To me, Kyrie is the greatest scorer ever under 6'3", 6'2", whatever height he is. He's the greatest scorer I've ever seen underneath that basket, bro. Like, left hand finishes, right hand finishes. Mid-range jump shot. Pull up, spot up. Off the dribble, pull up three. Left, can dunk it. Shoot 90-something percent from the free throw line. I mean, can pass. Handled probably the best handles we've ever seen.
Right. Those are tough.
I mean, and it's crazy because, I mean, yeah, he has like little drills that he does, but everything he do is reaction. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like he's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this and then I'm gonna do that and I'm gonna do that. No, no, no. However he's looking at the game, his artistry is exactly what it is, because you can't make it up, the moves that he's doing. Because I don't think he know what it is, because he's right. Literally just reacting. And he's that talented to do what he do.
Mm-hmm. Ball on the string, for real.
Yeah, he put a move on Steph in Golden State, the half-spin move. I had to rewind that shit. Yeah, and pulled up on him and KD. I'm like, bro, what was that? I had to watch it like 20 times.
said, what was that?
But bro, people don't realize how tough a shot it is that from 3 feet yeah, away, an actual jump shot over a guy coming towards you, a big man. Tough he shot. Makes that shot all the time. Glass, nothing but net, ring around, like all the time. Left hand and right hand. Mm-hmm. That's a tough shot.
Hell yeah. Next up on the list, another one of your teammates, 3-year peak, 22 points, 14 rebounds, 407 double-doubles in the 2010s, third most. Obviously sacrificed when he joined you guys in Cleveland, 5-time All-Star, 2010 rebound champ, champion in 2016, 2-time All-NBA. Talk to us a little bit about Kevin Love.
Hey, Love is such a great dude, man. I'm honestly waiting on this man's wedding, man. Coming up to 20. I ain't gonna put his date out there, but I can't wait, man. K Love is my guy. He's one of the greatest teammates I've had, bro. Like, you know, speaking on his being able to speak up for his mental health and going through the moments we've had with each other in Cleveland as a player, he's a hell of a competitor. Definitely one of them on my team in the foxhole with me all day long, just because I know he gonna scrap for sure. And you know, people don't really know. Kev really didn't play that well offensively, like how he was quote unquote supposed to in game 7. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just getting every single rebound, all the stops, all the big parts. And he really put his pride aside of, you know, I'm a 30-20 guy from which he came from in Minnesota, and really accepted, you know, letting Kyrie and L really handled all of the load. He pretty much, you know, I'm going to do the dirty work and stretch the floor when they need me. And once we start, but the crazy part is once we really started flourishing, we started playing through Kev. You know, as much as people want to talk about how Bron and Kai was, you know, the dominant force, I remember I think Kev had 30 in the first quarter against Portland at the crib. Like, it was like, and it was a stretch of games where he was just going nuts. And like, to start the game off, because everybody, you know, obviously, focus on L and Bron and wanted to run me off the three. But people always forgot how good Kev was, whether it be spot ups and backing it down. You know what I'm saying? And he can get to the free throw line. So
strong too. Real strong.
Strong as hell, and loves to pass the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, loves to outlet the ball, loves to drop it the backdoor dimes. Like, he just wanted to feel involved in the game. You know what I'm saying? So, and it was a hell of a dude, though, even better player.
I think people forget the dominance he had in Minnesota because they didn't really win, but the numbers he was putting up in Minnesota were Hall of Fame numbers. Man.
Ridiculous, bro. And I you know what's funny about Kev, man? Kev was still the only person there from that championship team in Cleveland. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And he went going from a team where we were at to where they was at then, you know, and then come back to being a player, like damn near playoff caliber team now. It's I respect him a lot for that because that's a hard thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a real hard. Obviously, he getting well paid for it too, but it's not easy, man, because that's something you love to do. That's your passion. Me as a competitor, I ain't about, man, I can't take too much losing, bro, before I say something.
I'm going to say something. I remember when I was in my little Clipper stint, I got a chance to see K-Love go against Blake, and K-Love he finished the game with like 38-25, some shit like that. And I'm like, with like 12 dimes. I'm like, God damn, bro. I did not know K-Love was like that.
You know, it's funny because people get so caught up and, you know, want to see somebody play above the rim and think that's the only way the game is supposed to be played. And when you see somebody just fundamentally, like, got it, like young boy from AI game, bro, he remind me so much of K-Love, Stack. He's just so fundamentally sound, bro. He got it.
Yep.
The NBA season is nearing a close. We have reached the NBA Finals, Golden State versus Boston. To celebrate the NBA Finals, DraftKings Sportsbook is back with a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $5 on either team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. All DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also whip up their own same-game parlays, take point totals, assist totals, three-pointers made, game spreads, and so much more. The more bets you add to your ticket, the more money you can win. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FORGOTTENSEASONS. Bet just $5 on any pro basketball team to win and get $150 in free bets instantly. That's promo code FORGOTTENSEASONS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Next up, we got four-time All-Star, three-time NBA champ, seven-time All-Defensive, 2016-2017. Steals champ, two-time All-NBA, 2016-2017, Defensive Player of the Year. He had a three-year peak of 11 points per game, 8 rebounds per game, 7 assists per game. You played against him in the finals, Draymond Green.
Before we get to Draymond, I know you ain't play no defense, Stat, because you don't know what STL mean, bro. I know you did that, or you ain't looking at the stats, because I was in that motherfucking stats, bro.
One thing about it, Swish, our Golden State team that year, we would lead the league in steals, so I know I had to be at the top of the team, but I definitely didn't know what that mean. I definitely didn't know what that mean.
Yeah, you stupid.
Draymond, man. Draymond Green. Great dude. Like, 100% great dude. Fun to compete against, just because, you know, he talk and the antics and all of that. That part of it is fun. Very blessed to be playing with a really good pair of
guys. No question. no question.
I will say that.
Well, I think because his numbers don't jump off the page that people kind of have a problem with his game or his accolades or what he receives. But to me, he's just a winning motherfucker. And he got in a great situation. There's no doubt about that. But if you think about it, because you played against him, we played against him, I played with him. He's the one that makes that machine go. I mean, Steph is the 100%.
I can respect that. Like, you compete, bro. Like, you compete no matter how talented you are, no matter how, you know, whether great or high or low talent level you are at, if you don't compete, it don't even matter. Like, I ain't gonna lie, Dellavedova on my team in Cleveland, he competed harder than anybody I've ever seen in my life, bro. He was literally about to die in the playoffs. Like, literally, bro. We in the back after the game, like, Steph almost killed this man.
Played his ass off.
I'm never going to not say he don't compete, because he definitely do. But
just imagine how good that would be if he just worked on his shot. That's the only thing I have a problem with. Like, he's comfortable with people just disrespecting me. Yeah, y'all still winning. Y'all still get championships without it, bro. But me, if he just worked on his jump shot and shot it with confidence.
No, he does.
I was about to say, I'm not convinced he don't, Jack. Honestly,
I'm convinced he don't.
No, he does. I think with, because I got a chance to play. I saw how hard this dude worked day after day after day.
God,
I think
damn.
It's mental.
No,
you
don't
even shoot that motherfucker.
But you know what, man? I agree with you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, JR. No, you got it. Go ahead.
I agree with you because I feel like a lot of people is mental at this point. When you hear, when you continuously hear, whether it be on Twitter or on social media or on watch TV or, you know, can people continuously talking about your shot and you can't shoot, that's mental, bro. You already, every time you catch that ball, you already thinking about you not going to make the shot be, or what everybody else going to say. You already got a second guess. A shooter, you ain't, man, let me get that thing over here.
Let it go.
You can't get over here fast enough.
Let it go. And I think, too, you all know, I mean, because we all shot the ball at the three. The hardest shot to make is the wide open one when no one's guarding you. That shit is hard to make. Like, I'd rather have someone close or a hand up. But that wide open shot when they're sitting in the paint, like, I couldn't imagine. Like, that's got to be a tough-ass shot to make, man.
100%.
Like, damn,
and they leaving you.
They leaving you.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. We talk, one of his benefits, we did the same thing. Well, Andre Iguodala, he burnt our ass up in 2015 for the first chip. That's why he got finals MVP. We left him, and he kept knocking that shit down every single time.
I ain't gonna lie. I would have lived with that, bro. I just went to the locker room like, hey, bro, shit.
That's what we did. In 15, we lived with it. We was like, damn, shit. If you gonna beat us with that, shit. And he got finals, I was like, shit, we got to take our hat off because that was the game plan.
Right.
And they for sure beat us with that.
Iggy hit three threes. Then go to the free throw line and shoot an air ball.
But look at this. Look at it, though. Think about this. 2015, that's the game plan, right? They beat us. No Kyrie, no Kev. Mm-hmm. The next year, we come back and win. Then they go get KD, and they win two in a row. What you mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what was supposed to happen. Right. Now we call it square. What's happening?
Right.
It's a different ball game. But yeah, it is, man.
Hey,
you
that
know,
team
history.
Was a motherfucker. That team was a fucking cheat code. Man, yes, next up, another one. Five-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA, All-Defensive Team 2019, three-time NBA champ, All-Rookie Team in 2011, three-year peak, 22-point, shooting 43% from the three-point line. The other Splash brother, Klay Thompson.
Problem.
For real.
The boy's a problem.
Match
ratchet. Up. Ratchet. Get it over there. You can't get it over there fast enough. Anything I like about him, though, he compete, though. He not only compete. He ain't talking shit. He one of the quietest people on the court, unless he talking to his teammates. He get hyped, you know, in the big moments, obviously, like most people. But he not out there just chirping and trying to be chippy and all of that. He played the game the right way, and I really like Klay for that.
Hard.
He be saying some wild shit though off the court though about people, like, but I don't really fuck with. But he can hoop though.
Yeah, I think what I liked about Klay too is obviously he played defense. You know, he was the guy before he got hurt. He's starting to get back there. He was the one always that took the toughest matches for that team on the wing. And then also he didn't have a shot pocket, and which is crazy because everyone always says great shooters get to your shot pocket. Klay could catch that bitch anywhere and let it go
right where he
caught it at, like side up, above his head, off to the side. Let it go. Me and the twins do a drill. It's the Klay drill. Like wherever I throw the ball, you got to shoot it from right. Like that's how Klay would catch that bitch and just let it go from any perspective. And that's the one thing too. When I got a chance to play with that team, not to cut you off, JR.
How you good?
Steph is the greatest shooter of all time. But if we go shot for shot, it's hard to tell who is the actual just best spot up 3-point shooter between those two, because they're both like, I would watch, you know, after practice workouts where Klay would miss two shots out of maybe like 200 shots he would, it would be just unbelievable how many just straight consecutive fucking shots he would make, dude. So great play.
I think
really
Seth can shoot too, man. Seth got a gun, man. I like
Curry.
Seth. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's your shoot.
It's in the family.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in the family. Next up, one of my former teammates, six-time All-Star, All-Rookie Team in 11, five-time All-NBA. Rookie of the year in 11 as well. Three-year peak, 22, 9, and 5. To me, one of the most versatile four-mans that we've seen. Injuries obviously slowed him down. But Blake Griffin, big cat.
Blake is funny, man. Blake is a character, bro. He's a funny dude. He's a good dude, man. His game is unfortunately, you know, injuries and stuff like that. But Blake has so much game, explosiveness, bro. When he first came out, I was thinking like, we seen Stat, and Stat was like, yo, hey, yo. Then we seen Blake, the shit Blake was doing, it was rigged. Oh my God. He was jumped over Mozgov. I play with Mozgov. I know how big Mozgov is, bro. Right. He's seven Russian, like big, like he jumped over that man, bro. And then DJ was next to him too.
Ooh. Right. Two lob threats. That's the one thing when you mentioned Dwight Howard, I put Blake right behind Kobe as far as the hardest working people I've ever seen. When they say first man to end, last man out, that's no exaggeration. With this dude works so hard on his jumper.
Really?
The way he was able to, I mean, when I tell you he was in there an hour before practice before anyone would get in, he'd be drenched by the time we're just cut. Like, we would still come out early and get our shots up. He'd had gone through a whole full ball handling jump shot workout. It just, you could really see his game. And I think an underestimated thing about his game was his ball handling and his passing ability, because that motherfucker could pass the ball too. But Blake in his prime with them Lob City teams, man, I seen him do some unbelievable shit.
Yeah, I worked out with him a few times with my man Edon out there in UCLA. And he was a problem, bro.
Yeah.
He definitely had the like work ethic in the workout, but I didn't know he went that hard, though. That's tough.
Yeah, no, you definitely put the time in.
Next up, Paul George, 3-year peak, 25 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, 15 career points and counting, 7-time All-Star, 6-time All-NBA, 2019 Steals Champ, 2011 Rookie Team, 2012-13 Most Improved, 4-time All-Defensive. PG is a problem, man. What's your thoughts on PG?
Man, PG got game, bro. PG got
super game.
Super game. Like, he's so smooth, though. I feel like he was like he had like a modern day, bro. He'd be like a modern day like Eddie Jones, bro. Like, he was so smooth, bro. Like, he can pat that thing. He can get off to any left, right. Like, be creative with it. He was a problem in Indiana, bro. He knocked us out with the Knicks.
He was tough. That was welcome to the league. Yeah, that was that the year they beat Miami? Or no, they battled Miami.
They battled Miami right after that.
Yep. Yeah, no, PG is tough, man. And he plays both ends. That's what I respect, too. I mean, I think he's straight so up. Quiet and just it looks effortless, you know, the way he handles the ball offensively, shoots the ball, gets into his moves. He was a motherfucker, man. Tough cover.
He definitely was competing, bro. He, like, all arms, too. Like, he had that. I heard he had that work ethic, too, talking to Nah, not B. Scott, but Shaw. B. Shaw.
Oh, B. Shaw.
Yeah.
B. Shaw.
Get that work in. Yeah, no, you get the great talent. Man, next up, the game plan was don't let this man go left. And every time he would get left, his 3-year peak was 17-4-4, 40% from the 3-point line. Hall of Famer, 2-time All-Star, 2-time All-NBA, 6th Man of the Year in 2008, 4-time NBA champ, All-Rookie Team in 2003. Manu Ginobili.
Man. Manu was another one who could compete like hell, bro. He was crafty, though. Like, one thing about he was real crafty, bro. Like, he would do anything. He act like he hurt to go get the ball, bro. Like, I was like, damn, bro. Like, you like that? Like, you can't put nothing past him. I mean, shit, a European, bro. I mean, everybody was calling that the Manu. Now they started calling it the James. You know what I'm saying? So,
remember, he would come down on that right side of the floor with that high screen and roll, and you'd try to ice it or blew it, whatever the fuck your team called it, and not let him get off that screen. But once he got off that screen, early in his career, he was coming down the lane and dunking that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jack, you got any good Manu stories, Jack?
One of my favorite teammates. I mean, he one of the first people. He definitely brought the Euro step to the league, but he used to sham guard people going full speed.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was one of the first
boost
people.
That jump.
Yeah, sham guards you, then go bang on you. I seen him do that in the playoffs. So, but as far as competing and playing hard, like I always got to tell this story, bro. Why he one of my favorite teammates? You know how we look out for each other, and like guys like us, We never got the accolades we deserved because the good guy or the big name teammate, but really we was the heart and soul of the team. And when I hit all those shots and led the team in scoring in the West Conference Finals, I mean, he made it a point to tell me I deserved the MVP, you know what I'm saying, when they was giving it to other people. But you know, he was just one of those solid dudes, man, that you want on your team, dog. Regardless where he was from, he was somebody you wanted on your team.
So if they had the Magic Johnson Western Conference MVP, Finals MVP, you would have snagged that bitch?
Hell yeah. Hey, you know what, Matt? The great thing about it, all they got to do is Google it. Game 6, Western Conference Finals.
It don't lie.
Five was full of that dope on one. On one. Straight up. Next up, we got 3-year peak was 19 points per game, 11 rebounds per game, 18,500 career points, 2000 All-Star, 2011 All-NBA. He probably had the best touch around the basket next to Tim Duncan, mm-hmm. that wasn't athletic. Somebody that we all want to play with, we respect. Z-Bo, Zach Randolph.
Z-Bo. OG. That's my guy, man. Z-Bo is such a great dude.
Great dude. Did y'all play together in New York?
Nah, man. I wish I got an opportunity to play with Z-Bo, man. We just kept crossing paths all the time. Whenever our teams would play against each other, there was always somebody on my team that I rock with that always rocking with Z-Bo. And it was he was a good dude to be around, man. Rocking with Sheed. That was Sheed Youngboy when I was with him. Yep. She was there. So he was in Memphis. He came rock with us a couple times.
Yeah.
My dog, man.
This dude's a hell of a player, bro.
Oh, my God.
He's 20-10, and I think he doesn't get the recognition again because he wasn't a high flyer. You know what I mean? He probably had 10 dunks his whole career. That motherfucker would give you that jab, face-up work, back you down, get 20 rebounds and barely jump over a penny. Like, Z-Bo's strength, his basketball IQ. You know, we got a chance to play with each other towards the end of both of our careers, but he was still.
I was in Memphis together, huh?
Yeah. He was still putting in that work. And like you said, man, even great player, but even a better person, man.
Got his jersey retired. Straight up.
He did a lot for the city, man. He really did keep that city together for a while, man. While he was there, he really embraced it, man. Whether it be the Raptors, the community. Like, he really is an imprint, and people respect him out there, like, as a person.
He put Moneybag on. He found Moneybag. I remember we talked about it on the show, but he used to bring his mixtape in the locker room all the time and just bang this shit. We're like, yo, at first, it was dope, but we're just like, he's always playing. Who is this dude? Next thing you know, this dude's on top.
It's
like, okay, yeah, that's Z-Bo's dude, so that's what's up. Well, due to time constraints, we didn't have a chance to finish the rest of the 2010s, but here are the rest of our picks for the 2010 next 75. All right, JR, we appreciate your time, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Appreciate y'all.
Peace, my boy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.